We have Jillian McFall. I hope I got that right. Yes, Jillian McFall from Warwick. There you go. So you've been down to they got the Frank Pepe's down there and all that stuff as well. We'll wax it about Warwick, Rhode Island. Jillian McFall, pancreatic cancer from Warwick, and Dr. Brian Wolpin, gastrointestinal cancer center assistant professor of medicine at Dana-Farber. Jillian, I always start with, tell us where your story began.
So it started probably last year around January. I wasn't feeling well, was presenting to the doctor quite a few times, my PCP. And then one night I woke up in the middle of the night. I couldn't move, took myself to the emergency room. And next thing I knew, I found out I had a pretty rare form of cancer. And it had already spread to my liver.
How did you end up at Dana-Farber?
My very nice emergency room doctor told me that I needed to go there immediately.
First thing that he said, listen, this is, you may
don't mess around.
No, just go straight there to the best. You know, we don't need to mess with him.
Yes.
And you meet this good looking guy, and then what happens?
I mean, it's why I'm here today. Yeah.
How serious was, the diagnosis, doc?
Yeah. I mean, I think the issue, as Jill said, was that the cancer had spread and it was a pretty serious kind of cancer. So we had her come directly, actually, from the hospital she was in, actually to the ICU here directly from their emergency room, because we really needed to get a handle on the cancer quickly.
Doctor, you're also the assistant professor of medicine on and the gastrointestinal cancer center. The assistant professor of medicine sounds very enormous. Like, what exactly is that role?
Sure. So part of the job, in addition to taking care of patients, is to help run the larger program where we see patients with gastrointestinal cancers. And at Dana-Farber, we have one of the biggest programs for patients with gastrointestinal cancers anywhere in the country. So we see thousands of patients, and we've learned a lot from the people we've met. So we get better and better at taking care of them, and obviously have the honor of meeting people like Jill, which is, you know, truly the best part of the job that we do.
What was unique about Jill's diagnosis other than spreading? Mm-hmm. Or was that the unique part of the diagnosis?
No, I think the unique part was that her glucose level, her blood glucose level, was abnormal. And they actually, I was on call for the weekend, and the emergency room doctor called us and said, I have something here and I don't really know what to do, which is her blood glucose was very low, which is a very unusual presentation for cancer. And that can be very serious, which is, again, why we brought her up very quickly to Boston and had her come into the ICU. And that was really a very unique presentation. But we see a lot of unique things at Dana-Farber because we see so many patients with unusual kinds of cancer that we knew what to do.
So what is the care situation now? What's the remedies? What are we doing, going through more clinical trials? Where are you at now?
So I did chemo for about 9 months. I just recently had a 2-month break. I was going every 2 weeks, pretty heavy chemo at first, and then onto a little bit more manageable regimen. And I go for a scan next week to see where I'm at and make the next plan.
Okay.
And doc, when you have a cancer that is spreading, how different is the approach? Do you still go for where the problem is to stop the spread? Do you stop the spread and then attack? Like, how does it all kind of compute and put together?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for Jill's case, really the issue was that because the blood glucose was causing us problems, we needed to start chemotherapy really quickly. So I met her on the weekend, and we immediately had the ICU team help us. You need a special line, IV, to get chemo, which they put in the ICU, and we right away started chemotherapy.
Wow.
Because we really needed quickly, because it was spreading, to get a handle on this and prevent the blood glucose from continuing to fall. So it was a very rapid kind of thing where got the phone call. She's up right away. We get started with chemo within 24 hours.
And Jillian, are you like,
what's going on?
Is your head spinning?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. I mean, I take care of myself very well. I was a pretty healthy person, I thought, and then sort of just got on a roller coaster of getting better. But I'm here and I'm feeling better, and a lot of thanks to Dr. Wolpin.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad things are going better, right? Yes. We're excited. We're optimistic about the future.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, Doc, where are we headed in terms of advancements, in terms of gastrointestinal cancers? You know, we talked to a lot of people about the clinical trials and things like that. Are we going in the right direction? Is it kind of stalled right now? Where are we in terms of kind of fighting these kinds of cancers?
Yeah, I would say overall huge progress. Really, the past 5 years or so has seen just a tremendous amount of change for what we can do to treat a number of different cancer types that are gastrointestinal cancers. And that's because of new immune therapies and new targeted therapies. It really has been a tremendous difference in the past 5 years compared to what it was in the 10 years before that.
Well, great stuff. Jillian, continue with your fight. You go to, where you go? Trying to think of the beach in Warwick or something like that. Or are you like going on an Narragansett if you like go to the beach or something?
Yeah, we're
like
East
that.
Beach people.
You're East Beach people.
Oh, there you those kind.
Yeah, do you know where it's right near, Christian?
Is it by?
It's by Moonstone Beach. You know what that used to be? Figure it out. Moon.
Well, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were going to say.
Saying.
Have you ever been to Seekonk, Rhode Island?
Is that in Mass?
It is. It is. Right, you got it. It was a trick question because I thought he lived in Seekonk, Rhode Island.
He thought Seekonk was in Rhode Island.
I did.
When in reality, it's just, you know, over the border a little bit.
A little bit.
It's really only 9 miles from Warwick. The problem is you better swim. And that's the only way to be able to get there because, God forbid, they have bridges in Rhode Island. They don't have them there. But they got plenty here that will get you to Dana-Farber.
There you go.
To be able to get the treatment that you need. Jillian and Dr. Wolpin, thank you. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Good luck to
you. All right. And that is it.